듣기 20회 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 녹음된 내용을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다.
1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Jake. You're going to play basketball this weekend as usual, right?
No, I'm not. The game this weekend was canceled. They're repairing the court.
That's too bad. When do you expect it'll open again?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, tomorrow is my field trip to the cheese farm. I'm so excited.
Oh, I forgot about that. Do you have to bring your lunch?
Yes, it's a whole day trip from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is your principal, Wilson Parker. These days, some of our school buses are not arriving on time due to the road maintenance the city is performing. We found out that the construction will continue until the winter vacation. So, from Monday, November 7th, some changes will be made in the school bus schedule to ensure that students arrive at school on time. The new bus schedule will be available on the bulletin boards and also posted on the school website. Review your bus schedule so you will not miss your bus. The new schedule will continue until the construction is completed. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact Ms. White in the school administration office. Thank you.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing, Joe?
I'm searching for some poetry books.
Oh, I didn't know you're interested in poems.
I do enjoy reading them, but this is for my kids. I often read them poems.
Really? Do they like listening to poems?
Sure. They seem to feel relaxed while listening to me read beautiful poems.
Sounds great. Do you think it helps improve their language skills?
Yeah. As they listen, they show lots of interest in the sound and meaning of the words.
Good for them.
What's more, I'm sure they can develop their imagination while visualizing what they hear.
I guess that'll increase their creativity.
You're right. More than anything else, they enjoy the time being with me and feel happy.
Great point. I think I'll read my kids some poems tonight.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Wow, you have a nice garden.
Thank you. I'm really sorry to leave all of these trees and flowers behind.
I understand. Can I ask you why you're leaving?
I'm being transferred to the Chicago branch in 2 months.
I see. I think your garden is so fascinating that your house will be popular on our website.
I hope so. I have to sell it as soon as possible.
Okay. Let me take some pictures of your house.
Sure. Feel free to go around and take great photos of my house.
Don't worry. I've been doing this for years. Let me start with your garden.
Okay. Does it look good in the picture?
Yes. I'm sure that as soon as I post these pictures, many of my clients will show strong interest in your house.
Sounds great. Now, shall we go into the house?
Sure.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Amy, would you take a look at this book cover design? I've made some changes to the previous one.
Okay, let me see. Oh, the title, My Summer, is on the upper part now. Last time it was on the bottom.
Yeah, on the left side, I drew a boy holding a bunch of flowers in his hand. What do you think?
What a lovely little boy. I like it.
Thanks. And there's quite a big tree on the right. A tire swing is hanging from the branch of the tree.
Oh, a girl is on the swing. She looks lively and playful.
Thank you.
Interestingly, the dog is chasing the butterflies. It looks like the dog is enjoying the moment as well.
That's what I intended.
I think you did a great job.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I can't find my soccer shoes. Have you seen them?
No, but I remember you wore them a few days ago.
Yes, I played soccer with my friends last Saturday. I'm sure I put them back in their place afterwards.
Check again.
I did, several times.
Why don't you ask your father? He took several shoes to the laundry yesterday. He might have taken your soccer shoes too.
I asked. He only took Andy's soccer shoes, not mine.
Ah, then Andy might have taken your shoes. He went out to play soccer with his friends early in the morning.
Well, I need them now. I'll go find him. His game must be finished by now.
Why don't you call him first?
I'll just go to the soccer field. It's just a 5-minute walk.
That's right.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 과학 박람회에 가는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, John. Where are you heading for?
I am going to the science fair.
Didn't you say that you were going there yesterday?
Yes, I went there yesterday for the school newspaper.
Then why are you visiting again? Do you have to interview someone running a booth?
No, I did all the interviews yesterday. Actually, I took a lot of pictures, but unfortunately, I can't use any of them.
How come?
After I came back from the fair, I found out that I couldn't open the files in the memory card.
That's too bad. Why don't you take it to the repair shop?
I already did, but they said the memory card is totally damaged. I couldn't restore any of the files.
I'm sorry to hear that. I know how much effort you put into taking pictures.
I have no other choice but to do it again.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
Hi. I'd like to buy some tickets for the musical Sleeping Beauty for tonight.
Let me check for you. We have a few seats available in Section 3. It's $50 per person.
Oh, good.
How many tickets do you want?
3. We are 2 adults and a 10-year-old boy.
Okay. Tickets for children 12 and under are $30.
Sounds great. You offer a discount to membership cardholders, right?
Yes. You can get a 10% discount for 2 adults.
That's good. Here's my credit card and the membership card.
Thank you.
10번. 대화를 듣고 특별 강연회에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Alice, are you going to sign up for the special lecture at school?
You mean the lecture that'll be given by the world-famous chef Brian Jameson?
Yes, he's going to talk about healthy food for a healthy life.
It sounds very interesting. I want to attend the lecture. How about you?
I've already signed up.
Oh, have you? I'll go sign up tomorrow.
Well, I guess you'd better hurry up, since Brian Jameson is very popular and only 100 people can attend the lecture.
Okay, I'll go sign up right now. Thank you for the information.
Do you know where to go?
We have to fill out the form at the student library, right?
Yes, I'm on the way there too. Let's go together.
11번 선셋 베이 와일드 돌핀 크루즈에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello everyone. Join us aboard the Sunset Bay Wild Dolphin Cruise for a 90-minute experience of seeing Sunset Bay wildlife. On the tour, you'll have a chance to see amazing dolphins, numerous species of birds, and even occasional sea turtles. In fact, we see dolphins around 90% of the time. Telescopes are available at no charge, so you never lose sight of wildlife along the way. The cruise departs at 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. every day. You need to purchase your tickets at least 30 minutes in advance of your departure time. Contact Guest Services for any questions regarding the Sunset Bay Wild Dolphin Cruise.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구입할 그릇 세트를 고르시오.
Honey, we have to buy a dinnerware set for Tom and Rachel.
Oh yeah, the newlyweds are having a housewarming party this weekend.
Take a look at these sets. Let's choose one of them.
Okay. Oh, this set looks great.
I think we need to consider our budget first. I don't want to spend over $300.
I agree. How about this set? It has the greatest number of pieces.
Well, more than 30 pieces would be too many for a couple.
You're right. What do you think of this set? The solid pattern looks simple and neat.
Come on, they're newlyweds. I think it's better to choose something prettier and fancier than the solid.
Okay, then there are two sets left to choose from.
Well, they don't have a dishwasher in their new home. I don't think it needs to be dishwasher safe.
But wouldn't it be better to buy them the dishwasher safe set for later use?
Okay, let's go for it.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emily, what are you looking for in the refrigerator?
Oh, Dad, I want something cold to drink, but there's nothing here.
You shouldn't be drinking anything now anyway. It's already very late and past your bedtime.
I know, but I can't go to bed yet. As you know, I have a history exam tomorrow.
I think you've studied enough for that. You should really get some sleep.
But I'm still not confident yet. I need to review everything at least once more.
I see. Is there anything I can help you with?
Could you make something that helps me stay awake?
Sure. How about tomato juice?
Sounds great. It'll help refresh me so I can get back to studying.
Make sure you don't stay up too late, though. You might not be able to concentrate on your exam without enough sleep.
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Grandpa, look what I found in the attic.
What is it? It looks like some kind of poster.
Yes, it says here, Hamlet, 1986, Boston Theater.
Oh, it's a poster for the play I performed in 30 years ago. I didn't know it was in the attic.
Really? You were a professional actor?
Yeah, I played one of the leading roles in Hamlet. Try and find me in the poster.
You're here, in the center. Wow, you look so handsome and confident.
Thanks. In those days, I loved acting, and I was pretty good at it, too.
Then why didn't you keep acting?
I needed to have a more stable job after having a family, so I decided to quit acting.
I'm sorry to hear that. Don't you ever regret the decision?
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 미즈 베이커가 브라이언에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Miss Baker is a high school teacher. In the hallway, she runs into Brian, one of the students in her writing class. Brian looks discouraged today, and Miss Baker asks him why. Brian replies that he failed to win the essay contest he entered last week. He says he wants to be a writer, but he doesn't think he can make it. Ms. Baker knows that Brian has the potential to be a good writer. Ms. Baker wants to say that failing in one essay contest should not stop him from becoming a writer. In this situation, what would Ms. Baker most likely say to Brian?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번부터 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Have you ever camped out in Mother Nature? Selecting a comfortable campsite is a useful skill for all campers. To make your camping more pleasant, here are some suggestions for your camping locations. First, being close to water is important, as you don't have to carry around the water you need for cooking. However, if you're too close to the water source, your shelter will be too damp and unpleasant. Next, you have to consider noise. Try to avoid an area that is noisy and crowded with other campers, or a place that is too close to a trail. Another place you should avoid is a campsite that is heavily exposed to the wind. A certain amount of wind is good to help eliminate moisture in your shelter, but high winds could blow your shelter away. Lastly, make sure that your campsite does not disturb sensitive or rare plants in the wild. It's very important to protect such plants wherever you set up camp. Keep these in mind, and your camping will be safe, pleasant, and eco-friendly.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Have you ever camped out in Mother Nature? Selecting a comfortable campsite is a useful skill for all campers. To make your camping more pleasant, here are some suggestions for your camping locations. First, being close to water is important, as you don't have to carry around the water you need for cooking. However, if you're too close to the water source, your shelter will be too damp and unpleasant. Next, you have to consider noise. Try to avoid an area that is noisy and crowded with other campers, or a place that is too close to a trail. Another place you should avoid is a campsite that is heavily exposed to the wind. A certain amount of wind is good to help eliminate moisture in your shelter, but high winds could blow your shelter away. Lastly, make sure that your campsite does not disturb sensitive or rare plants in the wild. It's very important to protect such plants wherever you set up camp. Keep these in mind, and your camping will be safe, pleasant, and eco-friendly.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 내용이 아닌 것은?